B'siyata d'ishmaya, we are in B'yam Dekechan Shabbat Kodesh, learning about Leil Shabbat, the night of Shabbat. We're on page Kuf Mem Het, Tfilat Arvit. How does Tfilat Arvit start? For the Sfaradim, it starts with Kaddish. But for the Ashkenazim, for the Hasidim, it starts with Baruch Hu. Right? Usually throughout the week, we start Arvit with the Pasuk V'urachu Michaper Avon, which there's mentioned a few different names of opposing forces, of negative forces, that we nullify them by way of starting with those psukim, that their names are mentioned inside those verses. But on Shabbat, we don't have to do that, because already we have this illumination, this idea of Baruch Hu, of blessing Hashem. The reason is, the light of Shabbat is already down. We've already done Kabbalat Shabbat. The light of Shabbat is present, and all of the dinim, all of the klipot, have been distanced, have been separated. All of the hard things, all of the hardness of the week has already been removed from the picture. And now, the Shekhinah is able to shine, right? And therefore, we don't mention iniquities. We don't mention negative things that have happened, because it's already, we're in a pure state. We deal with that another time. Right now, it's we want to talk about bracha. We want to say a blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar talks about this. The Zohar says when Shabbat comes in, and there's a unification, and there's a separation from the negative side, from the other side, and all of the dinim are removed from the Shekhinah, and it stays, the Shekhinah stays in its unity, in its holy light, and it puts on a few different crowns, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, is crowned as well, whatever that means. All of the opposing angels, all of the ones of hard judgment, they all run away and they try to escape. And there is no other power, there's no other dominion in the realms. Only Hashem, it's clear that only Hashem runs the world. Therefore, we can't start with a pasuk of din, of hurachum, and all these different things. Why? Because we've already separated ourselves from the other side. They've already went away. And the Hasidim, they read this part of the Zohar before they get into Arvit of Shabbat in order to understand what's really going on. And we say, Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Le'olam Va'ed. Right? Everybody bounds down. We say it with great simcha. Like the Zohar says, Baruch Ada Yitzterchichu Kol Alma Le'varach Ma'alei Shabbatah Biru De'Liba Rechedva Ba'u Le'mishre B'Shiruta B'Vrach Ada Le'itbarach Ha'ai Shabbat Ma'alei Shabbatah Me'ama Kadisha Kedaka Ye'ot Ba'ai Gvarach. It says, Baruch Zoha, this blessing, all of the nation of Israel has to make this blessing. Baruch Hu. Uverim Shabbat, in the eve of Shabbat, Birtzon Alevu V'Simcha, with a desire in your heart and with Simcha, with joy. That's how we have to begin the night of Shabbat, with Bracha. That the Shabbat should be blessed from Erev Shabbat, and the holy nation will say it properly with this blessing. Shematchilim Yisrael Livarech, and when Am Yisrael starts to make this Bracha, says the Zohar, Kol Olech V'Chol HaRekiim, there's a voice that goes through all of the firmaments, Shemitkadshim B'Kedushat Erev Shabbat, that everything gets sanctified with the sanctity of Shabbat, of the beginning of the eve of Shabbat. Ashrechem ha'am ha'kadosh she'atem mevarchim u'mekadishim lemata. There's a voice that goes out and says, blessed are you, fortunate are you, holy nation, that you are making a blessing and you are sanctifying the world down below. Kedei she'itbarchu v'itkadshu lemala kama machanot elyonim kedushim. So in order that up above there should be a sanctification of a few different holy camps. Ashrehem ba'olam hazeh v'ashrehem ba'olam haba. Fortunate is he who does this blessing on the night of Shabbat in this world and in the world to come. So that's what the Zohar says when just saying Baruch Hu on Friday night in Shul, whatever reason to say it. Ruach Yetera. When we say Baruch Hashem HaMevorach, when we answer the Chazan, Yichaveh lekabel mehashem yitbarach ha'bracha gedola. You intend to receive from Hashem a big bracha. Now in Hebrew, bracha doesn't necessarily mean blessing like we say in English. Bracha comes from the word brecha, which is like a pool, a celestial pool filled with blessing, that when it starts to overflow and give over, that is brecha, that is like an increase of abundance that's coming towards you, right? So to say, like a pulling down. So you have intention that you're bringing down a lot of holiness, a lot of bracha from this supernal wellspring. And you have intention to receive an additional level of a neshama that's called the Ruach Yetera, the additional spirit, the additional level of emotional consciousness of Hashem. The Zohar Kadosh says, You can make this bracha first of Baruch Hu Et Hashem Mevorach, the beginning of Arvit, until you are crowned with a few different crowns. What is that? These neshamot hakadoshot, these additional souls that you need to receive of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The Arizal says, "Tzrich shetichaven ata lekabel tosefet Shabbat bevchinat ruach shelcha shum meolam yetzirah." When we say Baruch Hu, the Arizal says we have to intend to receive the additional lights of Shabbat, this additional soul of Shabbat, which is the Ruach of Shabbat, which comes from the world of Yetzirah. The world of Yetzirah always represents our love, our awe, and our dveikut to Hashem, our attachment to Hashem. We've already explained that this Ruach is the ability for a person to see, to feel, in his pnimiut, this internal reality that may be hidden, to feel it as an emotion. This additional Ruach that we elevate a level, we get to a higher consciousness, we feel Hashem and Hashem's light more. Because the light is less concealed, less covered up. And this Ruach, this spirit, illuminates new levels, higher levels, and a person is able to feel the love and the awe and the dveikut with a more tangible, a more powerful sense. And you have to think, at the time of Baruch Hu, Ani mekir b'mitziut Hashem Yitbarach, I recognize the reality of Hashem. Ani mekabel achshav, and I'm receiving right now an illumination, a light, and an ability to love Hashem more, to have more awe of Hashem, to cling to Hashem more. B'chol libi ani doresh rak oto, with all my heart I'm only seeking out Hashem. And I'm going to serve Hashem with tenacity, with perseverance, with an admission that He's behind everything, with gratitude, and with an attachment, with a relationship with Hashem. And you think about this more and more and more, and you feel how the whole entire creation is being filled with the light of Hashem, and the Shekhinah is being revealed to all eyes, whoever wants to see her. And you, the Jew, standing right there, happy, saying a blessing to Hashem, you are clinging to the Shekhinah with love, with immense love. Because right now, this Ruach, this additional level of emotion, of feeling, is a very powerful light that comes down. And that Ruach recognizes the oneness of Hashem. And because of that, all of your midot, all of your traits, they go to a higher level of quality, a higher level of recognition of Hashem. And you have to feel this, you have to hold on to this level, you have to strengthen it while you're saying Baruch Hu. It's the beginning of your Arvit, but that's where you're starting from. You're starting from a place of more love to Hashem, more recognition of Hashem, feeling it, feeling the Hag, feeling it. And really, we know, whoever prays in a synagogue that takes Kabbalat Shabbat seriously, after the Chadodi, after Shira Shirim, after the Chunei Ranana Aza, the whole room is a different energy. It's not the same. You just came out of Friday, out of 6 days of working. You come in after you finish the Chadodi, the room, the energy is different. Your emotions are already lifted just by singing those songs. Now you're getting an additional download to love more, to fear more, to attach more. And then we say the blessings of Kirat Shema. And we say these blessings, we say them with a nigu, and we say them nicer than we say the rest of the week, from such a feeling of pleasantness and being with Hashem that is spreading over the world right now in Shabbat. That even though these brachas are the same bracha that we say during the weekday, and every day they're filled with pleasure, every day they're filled with that same delight, but on Shabbat they have this extra grace, they have this unique feeling about them. Tosefet, why? Because there's this additional level of Shabbat consciousness that is coming down in the world. So you make the same bracha, but it feels that much more amazing. And we say, Fros aleinu sukat shalomecha. Right? In Ashkivenu. Ashkivenu. Right? And then we get to the end. We say, Hashem, please spread over us this sukkah of shalom, this canopy of shalom, this shelter of shalom, of wholesomeness in this world, of completion in this world. We ask Hashem to spread it over us. The difference there, that's the difference in the blessings of the Shema. That in the end, and when we say Ashkivenu, we say, please spread your cloak, your blanket of peace over us. And there's a big secret here. Because then, that's when the Neshama Yetera is coming down on a person. In Ashkivenu, there's people that stand up in the beginning. Really, when you're meant to stand up in Ashkivenu is when you get to Ba'adenu. והגן בעדינו, ופרוס עלינו סוכת רחמים ושלום. That's when you're meant to stand up. והגן בעדינו. That's the point. Why? Because at that moment you're getting prepared for the neshama yetira to come down at that moment. The initial level is coming down. Like the Zohar HaKadosh says, that when we make this bracha, when we pull down and we invite this sukkat shalom, this canopy of peace, of wholesomeness to come down, the holy guest, when we say that, then this supernal sanctity comes down and spreads its wings over Israel and covers them up like a mother over its babies. And all of different types of bad and negativity of this world are concealed and covered up. And Israel sits tranquilly in the sanctity of their Creator. And then this Sukkat Shalom, that we're asking Hashem to spread over us, gives us new neshamot to its children. This is the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is coming and bringing us closer, spreading the wings of the Shekhinah over us, and we all receive new neshamot. What's the reason? Mishum sheba shuriyot u'memenu yotzot. We are now dwelling in the Shekhinah, and that's where we came from. And now, since the Shekhinah is now resting over us and spreading her wings over her children, she's just giving over, so to say, ejecting new neshamot all over us. We all get these new downloads. And this is what Arizal says, "Techaven ata lekabel sod tosefet neshama shebecha." Now this is the point to intend to receive the additional level of a neshama that's inside of you. And now it's explained. What is neshama? It's the ability for a person to get excited, to yearn towards Hashem, to put in hard work in his avodah, to come closer to Hashem, from a place of contemplation on the revelation of Hashem in the creation, and how Hashem is one and unified in everything, and that all of the creations receive vitality and force from Hashem. Ve'elav tshukatenu, and our whole entire yearning and our desires to connect to Hashem. And this passion is rectified, and it doesn't have ego in it, and it's not about I want to achieve, and I will be something, I will be someone. That's the opposite. I want to be nothing. I want to be one of you, Hashem. I want to be connected to my source. I don't even want to stand out. I just want to be part of the source. And this is a pure tshuka, a pure yearning, a pure desire that the Jew has to be close to Hashem. And it comes from a recognition of the oneness of Hashem, from a place of delight, of joy, and not, God forbid, from a place of ego, from a place of a desire to be someone big. Because right now, Shabbat v'inafash. Right now it's Shabbat and I'm going to relax. It's not about becoming something. So you need to have intention when you're just downloading this extra level of neshama. Again, the first download we had was Boi Kala, Boi Kala, Tochim Uneyam Sugila, Boi Kala, Shabbat Malkita. There we get the nefesh, which is the ability to follow Hashem's Torah, to do the right thing. Here we are. Then we had Baruch Hu, which is the download of the Ruach, which is the ability to feel Hashem more. And now when we say Ufos Lanu Sukkat Shalom Echa, we're downloading the Neshama, the ability to connect intellectually on a more of a level of contemplation to Hashem. And we have to feel this. We have to feel Hashem is sending us the light to get passionate in our hearts, to serve Hashem with a holy fire, a brand new fire, from a place of humility and a place of nullification of self. And then we get into the tefillah. In the tefillah of Arvit, the idea is to increase this recognition and this grasp of the oneness of Hashem that we have, and to bring this recognition into our life, meaning into the things of physicality in this reality that we're living through, to bring this down even more. And this happens in every single tefillah. Every single tefillah, this is our goal. To download intellect and to bring it into our life and to apply this, so that it's not something that I think about. Rather, I know you are the God of healing. I know you are the God of Geula. I know you are the God of forgiveness. I know you are the God that gives me blessing in my parnasa. I'm not asking you for it. I know that's who you are, and I'm just trying to recognize that in my life, That's who you are. So when I have a problem with my parnasah, I don't need to ask you, Hashem. I know that you're taking care of everything. Tefillah is the word to connect, like tefillin, that you wrap it. It's a connection. It's not prayer ends in asking for something. It's coming back to consciousness. So every tefillah does this. But specifically this, when we're coming into Shabbat Kodesh, a stage where the Jew is burning, he's on fire, he's lit towards Hashem, he feels it, he comprehends the oneness and the trueness, the true reality of Hashem. Then when he comes and he says, Yismechu b'malchutcha, that Am Yisrael, when we say in Arvit, Am Yisrael will be happy in your kingship, Hashem. Then your heart is aroused with simcha, with this wonderful joy. Because there's nothing like the simcha, the great simcha, when you have an ascension of the Holy Shekhinah. When the Creator is revealed in the world, there's nothing that can make a Jew happier than that. And now we have a kavanah. We say the word Vayechulu. Yom HaShishi, Vayechulu HaShemayim V'aretz, V'chol Tzevam, right? When we say that, there's three times when we say, inside that paragraph called Vayechulu, there's three times that we say the word Vayechulu. One is, there's three times that we say it in general, and in each time there's three times. It's three times we have the word Shvi. One time that we say Vayechulu is inside the prayer. The second time is after the prayer. And the third time is when we say Kiddush, when we get home. And every single one of them, the Holy Shekhinah receives this additional light, additional ability to reveal more and more. And the Shekhinah ascends and reveals more. And then we ascend and we recognize more and more the reality of Hashem and the oneness of Hashem in this world. And this is what's called, so to say, receiving Mochin. Right? Receiving Mochin. Excuse me. Vayechulu HaRishon, the first Vayechulu that we have inside the prayer, is a revelation of the light of the Ein Sof on a very high level. And this illuminates the levels of Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And we see this in a strong way on how Hashem acts inside the world, Hashem's reality, Hashem's oneness, the influence that He has externally. That is the first step. First step always that gets changed is the external actions. And what's the intention that you have to have? That your midot, your actions, the midot, the emotions that cause you to act. Right? Not your emotions, that the emotions that cause your body to move. That is your perseverance, your tenacity in your avodat Hashem. Your recognition and your admission and your gratitude towards the truth. Your connection to Hashem. To connect to Hashem, everything. All of these midot are strengthened and receive erata mochin. They receive an illumination of intellect, meaning more consciousness of God in a deeper sense. And a Jew feels that since Hashem created everything and He rested on the seventh day, whatever that means, so therefore that is the truth. Then I put myself to take upon myself to live with this truth, with tenacity, with perseverance, with gratitude, with admission to the truth, and with a connection to Hashem. Because the more a person understands the reality of Hashem and the oneness in this world, then from that, he gets more strength, and he can strengthen his emotions and his midot, that action that cause him to act in the world. And you make a decision to push harder in your avodat Hashem, to live a life of truth, even though you haven't really acquired this, even though it's still not completely clear to you. And after that, when you say the second Vayechulu, after the prayer, then you have another ascension. Because always a Jew is going from level to level, ascension to ascension. He's always conquering and moving forward. And then the light starts to illuminate inside the midot of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, your love, your awe, and your harmony, your mercy. Meaning how Hashem acts in this world and how much He loves us. And how much mercy He has on us, and how much abundance He's putting down on us at any given moment. And this strengthens your recognition in Hashem and your love for Hashem, and it causes you to have an additional love for Hashem, additional awe in front of Hashem, more respect for Hashem, more attachment to Hashem, more clinging to Hashem. At this level, we ascend more, and the light is going down deeper into us, and we're able to force ourselves now to go with this truth. But we also feel it. Before it was like, okay, I need to act this way whether I see it or not. That's the level of Netzach Hod and Yesod. Whether I can feel it or not, this is the right thing to do. I have to change the way I'm behaving. I have to live according to the truth. Here, it's already on the level like, I love you, Hashem. I want to do the right thing. I respect you, Hashem. I want a relationship with you, Hashem. It's not because I'm forcing myself, because, no, I'm still forcing myself, but because I want that, because I have a connection here, because there's a feeling here. And after that, when we say the third vayichulu, meaning when we say kiddush on the wine, then the mochin come in on the level of chokhmah, bina, and daat, what's called chabad. And this is a clear knowledge, a clear consciousness. Meaning, in the beginning, when we said vayichulu in the prayer, we try to acquire this recognition on an external level, and from that, we take upon ourselves to do actions according to the will of Hashem, to go after Hashem. But this is still taking upon yourself the work that you need to do, taking upon the yoke that's external, right? But that's the first step in nearly every avodah that you need to do. And then we ascend higher than that, and there's a greater level of light that comes down, and this affects how we feel as well, in a way of an internal feeling. But this is still without recognition, without understanding of the brain. And this is what's called the chitzoniyut of the pnimiyut, the external aspect of the internal aspect. And this is the second stage of every level. And after that, when we say kiddush, after we've already ascended two of these first levels, then we're able to now receive the light in an intellectual way where I understand it and it's clear to me. And then I don't have the ability to think otherwise. That's called pnimiyut of the pnimiyut, the internal of the internal. This is the third level, this is the complete level. In summary, the first vayichulu, you intend that the Ein Sof is coming down on you right now, the light, the infinite light is coming down on you, the light from before creation, the light before limitation. And by way of that, you're able to recognize that Hashem created the whole entire world. And you believe in the oneness of Hashem, that He's there in the good, He's there in the bad. And by way of this, you make a decision that you want to bring this truth into you and to serve Hashem properly, and to take a decision to forcefully transform your nature and to live emunah, because that is the truth. And the second vayichulu, you have intention that the light again is coming in another higher level. And by way of this light now, this additional light, you recognize that Hashem created the whole entire world and there's nothing besides Hashem. And you recognize that Hashem is always bringing down upon you lights of love. And by way of this, you go into feeling that you want to live emunah. You want to have a relationship with Hashem. You want the love with Hashem. You want the awe of Hashem. You want the dveikut in Hashem. And the third vayichulu, you have intention that now the light is coming down wholesomely, completely. And by way of this, I can recognize clearly that there's Ein Od Milvado, and everything is just the light of Hashem. And you bring this so strong into you that you live emuna until this becomes in your eyes as nature. This is the natural way. I don't think that this is some kind of work I'm doing. This is the natural way that I should be living, is that I see Hashem at the core of everything. And this will be like the first thought that you have. This is the simple way that you look at life. And it will be so strong that even you don't even come into your heart these concealments of the truth. You don't even feel these questions against Hashem. And then you have the rest of the Tefillot and Shabbat. Just another, this is the last paragraph to summarize what does it mean in general, all of the Tefillot of Shabbat. The idea in general of praying on Shabbat, that every single prayer during the weekday, we go to the level of Atzilut. When we get into the Amidah, when we get into the Shmona Esrei, the 19 blessings, we're hitting the world of Atzilut. It's a time where you can leave this low world and cling to your Creator. Three times a day you get an opportunity to stop living in this rat race and this physical world and to ascend to the highest world and to cling to your Creator. So every single day at the time of Tefillah is a time that there's the highest level of Hashem's light to being revealed to a person. The highest level of Hashem that you can get is when you come to stand in front of Him in the Shmona Esrei during your day. But on Shabbat Kodesh, it's a 25-hour prayer. The whole entire day, you're having that level of revelation. The whole entire Shabbat, and everything that happens on Shabbat is on the level of Atzilut. So then the prayers of Tefillot of Shabbat, they're Atzilut Shabbat Atzilut. They're the highest level of the highest level. And there's itgalut shebe itgalut. There's a revelation of the revelations. And there's no measure to the levels and the degree of heights that you're getting to on Shabbat. But we're not meant to make bakashot. We're not meant to make requests of Hashem on Shabbat. Give me a good job, give me money. That's not the time for it. All we do is make 7 blessings. We don't make 18 blessings like during the week. What's the idea here? That since the main thing is the light, and the light of Shabbat is to reveal the oneness of Hashem, to understand that this world is nothing by itself, detached from Hashem. Everything is just a revelation of the light of Hashem, blessed be He in the world. Then why should I be asking for physicality on Shabbat? Because when a person understands the true reality of Hashem, and you understand clearly that I'm not lacking anything in my life, and you live in this higher consciousness, a complete world, then only in the perception of a weekday there's a lack. And then we have time that we have to ask. In the weekday you don't see this is the same vision you have on Shabbat. So in the weekday we have 18 blessings of requests that we're making of Hashem. And if you say on the weekdays we also go to the level of Atzilut, so why do we ask there if we're on Atzilut in the weekday anyway? How's there a lack in Atzilut? I'm next to Hashem, what could I be lacking? But there I make blessings, I make 18 requests. We should have felt that there's no lack at all. What's the answer? That the truth is, even on the weekday, I'm not asking for health for myself. I'm asking for the Shekhinah to be healthier. I'm asking for the Shekhinah to be filled up. Every lack that a Jew has, it shows that there's a lack in the Shekhinah. That the Shekhinah is not receiving the Shefa that it needs in order to give over to us. There's a concealment, so to say, of the godly influence, the godly abundance that's coming down. And it appears as if the Shekhinah is lacking. And every kind of lack in the world is, so to say, a chilul Hashem. Chilul means vacancy, chalal, vacant, a cavity. There's a lack, so to say. Kilu chas v'shalom k'tzara yado, as God forbid Hashem's hand is too short to give, Hashem can't give. God forbid the palace of the king is lacking something. So even a person that merits to this level, that he doesn't feel any lack, and he admits that the bad he experiences is just as good as the good he experiences, a person that doesn't see anything negative, he always sees the light of Hashem in everything, and he's living on the level of Atzilut throughout his life, he also needs to pray during the week. He also has to pray that there should be a filling up of the lacks in the Shekhinah. What appears as if there's a lack, so that there will be more of a revelation of Hashem's light in the world in a complete sense. And everyone will see that there's nothing lacking at all, because everything is just Hashem's. And this is the difference between tefillot of Shabbat and tefillot of Yom Chol. Shabbat when you're praying, and the weekday when you're praying, it's different. Because on Shabbat, we're on a level of Dat Elyon. That's what's called supernal conscious, meaning how Hashem looks at the world. And then there's Dat Tachton, the lower conscious of how we look at what's going on in the world. So to say, we're like on Shabbat, we're able to look from up above. We're able to look at God's view. And in that sense, there's no lack at all, because whatever Hashem wants is what's going to be. Nothing's lacking. It's just, the lack is how we perceive it with our eyes of flesh, because of a constriction of how much we're able to really see, physically and spiritually. Therefore, we only need to make 7 blessings. What is 7? 7 is the 7 parts of Dat Elyon. There's 7 names that make up what's called Dat Elyon, the supernal consciousness. So we pray only 7 blessings on Shabbat, because that's what there is from the supernal view. But on the weekdays, there's 18 blessings. Because the weekdays is the secret of the Dat Tachton, of the lower consciousness, which is the fashion which that we as creations, how we grasp things. And you do see all the details, and you see all the revelations. Therefore, even though on the weekdays there is a revelation of the oneness of Hashem, it gets revealed on the lower consciousness, on the consciousness of down below. And on this level, we still see lacks. We still see that there's a lack in the shef of the Shekhinah, and then we have to pray for it. So, Bezat Hashem, that was the teaching for today. Arvit of Shabbat. What did we say in short? That in Arvit of Shabbat, we're downloading the levels of Ruach, which is the ability to feel more of Hashem's consciousness. So we're downloading the level of Neshama, which is the ability to contemplate on Hashem more. And we have to start off Tefillat Arvit with the Bracha. We can't start it off with Ruachum, because Hashem's light is already revealed. Shabbat consciousness is already here. There's no lack. There's no dealing with Din. There's none of that. There's just blessing Hashem. And when we bless Hashem, all of the worlds are filled with the consciousness of how fortunate Am Yisrael is to make a blessing in this world, to sanctify this world, and also make a sanctification up above. And then we have three stages of Vayechulu. We say Vayechulu in the Tefillah, we say Vayechulu after the Tefillah, and we say Vayechulu in Kiddush. One of them is I'm forcing myself to act properly because I know it's the right thing to do. Even though I'm not so sure, but I know that Torah is the right thing, so I force myself to change my actions. The second Vayechulu is that I want to rectify my feeling, I feel like it's the right thing to do, so I force myself to change. And then the third Vayechulu, when we make Kiddush, is already, I know this is the right thing to do. I'm not even forcing myself anyway. There is no second nature. This is my first nature. It is my first nature. How I see things to begin with, a simple way of me looking at the world is that everything is the light of Hashem. Right? And again, just to sum up this last point of what is Tefillot on Shabbat. In the weekday we make it to Atzilut, and on Shabbat we make it to Atzilut. But in Shabbat, since it's one long Tefillah, Shabbat is 126-hour Tefillah. So then the whole entire time, whenever we come to the Amidah, we're in Atzilut Shabbatzilut, because we're already in Atzilut. So in that level, we only need to make seven blessings, like Dat Elyon, which is made up of seven names. But during the week, we're also in Atzilut. So why do we make Bakashot there? Why do we ask for things of Gashmiut? Because we still see a lack in the Shekhinah. We're experiencing a lack from down here, from a level of Dat Tachton. And even if I live my life seeing that everything is good, and I know that everything comes from Hashem, and I can admit that the bad is good, just like the good is good, even then there's still a lack, so to say, in the Shekhinah from my perspective, from this lower world perspective. People still don't have money, people still don't have jobs, people still are not married, people still don't have children. That's something that we have to pray for, even if for us everything's okay. Even if for us we're lacking those things, then we see why it's okay. We still have to pray for it. We still, because it appears as if there's a lack in the Shekhinah, and that's, so to say, a Chilul Hashem, that we have to pray that gets completed. So Bezat Hashem, we go with this consciousness into the next Shabbat, and we pray from that level, and we feel these levels, and we're more conscious of the work that Hashem is putting in front of us to do. Amen.